This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 60 people are dead and as many as 3,000 may be injured after a massive explosion rocked the port area of Beirut on Tuesday in what a Red Cross official called a huge catastrophe. Much of the port was destroyed and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital were heavily damaged. Ambulances carried the wounded away from the area hours after the blast. As night fell, the exact cause of the explosion was still unknown. A Lebanese television station said officials suspect highly explosive sodium nitrate stored at the port may have been involved. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and that the United States is praying for the people of Lebanon. While relations between Israel and Lebanon are currently tense, an Israeli official immediately said Israel had nothing to do with the blast. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000, in his words, by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting on Monday. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated 5 Afghan military bases. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States on Tuesday successfully tested an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, in a launch directed from an airborne command center. That's according to the U.S. Air Force. The missile was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It traveled 6,700 kilometers over the Pacific Ocean before landing in the sea near the Marshall Islands. The Air Force said the test demonstrates that the United States nuclear deterrent is safe, secure, reliable, and effective. It added that such test launches were not a response or reaction to events or regional tensions. Colonel Omar Colbert, commander of the 576th Flight Test Squadron, said the Minuteman III is 50 years old and continued test launches are essential. The Minuteman III has been the only surface-to-air missile in the U.S. nuclear arsenal since 2005. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says with schools being forced to shut their doors because of the coronavirus pandemic, the world is facing what he called a generational catastrophe. Guterres made the comments Tuesday during a video briefing to launch a new UN campaign dubbed Save Our Future, aimed at restoring and bolstering formal education in a post-pandemic world. The head of the world body said that as of mid-July, more than 1 billion children in at least 160 countries are missing out on formal studies, while at least 40 million children have missed out on preschool. Guterres said disabled students, members of minority or disadvantaged communities, as well as refugees and displaced persons are among those at highest risk of being left behind. The Secretary General noted the world was already in a learning crisis before the pandemic, with 250 million children worldwide out of school. Media reports say a suicide bombing attack killed at least 4 people, including the bomber, at a Mogadishu restaurant in Somalia. It's popular with security forces and government workers. Several others were injured in Monday's attack at the Lul Yamani restaurant in the Somali capital. Police say the attacker detonated the explosives at the entrance to the restaurant after being stopped by a restaurant security guard. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamist al-Shabaab militant group is suspected of being involved because of its history of targeting security forces. And Japan's Nippon Steel says it will appeal a ruling by South Korea's highest court for the seizure of its assets to compensate for South Koreans who were forced into labor during Japan's brutal colonial occupation of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. Marissa Melton, VOA News.